Infotainment.
Yeah.
Infotainment.
Right.
From CNN.
Yeah.
Infotainment. But now, really, it's propaganda now. But it used to be infotainment.
Right.
And now the bad thing is that fucking Chris Wallace, Fox is kind of like problematic.
And really, that, you know, I've been enjoying it, just discovered John Stossel, because I've always watched
John Stossel good.
ABC all the time, but he does some very interesting,
he's good,
poignant.
He stuff. Is pretty even-handed.
He's pretty even-handed about
he
it.
Will dog, he will dog. He used to dog, but now he's more supportive of Trump. He's more telling the truth of the fact because he can see how he tells the truth. He's a truth teller. He's a truth teller. Tucker is the biggest truth teller right now. Now Sean is
kind
of, but he's so Trump's PR guy.
He is his PR.
I mean, him and Laura and Judge Jeannie are the Trump PR team.
Right. I
know what I mean?
Right.
Totally. They are the propaganda PR team for Donald Trump. Now, if you don't understand that and don't realize that, but on the other hand, I like the shit that they, you know, because I don't like Judge Jeannie. Her, them kind of barking women, them women yelling at me. Even Liz Wheeler kind of gets on my nerves a little bit. Them women yelling at me, man. You know what I mean? It's like, wait, honey. I guess I'm like, see, because I kind of realized that I am a misogynist.
Right.
I am a. I was cougar bait. I liked older women to seduce me. Okay.
Right.
And I mean, I. Right at first, it scared the hell out of me, and I was in bad denial, and it half-assed, you know, ruined my marriage because one of my friend's moms tried to seduce me when I was engaged, and I was really horny.
Really?
I was trying to save myself.
Yeah.
And it got under my skin. I really wanted to fuck her bad.
Right.
And bad.
Right.
But I couldn't. Acknowledge that. I was in total denial that I was a motherfucker, right?
You didn't want to be a
and I am. No, I am.
You're a motherfucker.
I am a motherfucker, yes. And it scared the hell out of me.
You know we're all motherfuckers.
Yeah. I didn't realize that. I just didn't realize that, I like Carol. Yeah. I want to fuck Carol. Because now I realize my range is like about 80 to about like 16. I really shouldn't be, but no, really about 16 to about 80.
Right.
Is my range. If they like me.
You're fine.
I mean, if they like me,
yeah.
I want to fuck them. I mean, it's like, you know, I mean, generally, if I want, and the thing is, it's amazing because like Michelle Pfeiffer, back when she was in Scarface, and the whole world was fucking lusting after her, right? She was too skinny and blonde and willy-willy and wispy for me.
Wasn't she playing like a Cuban or a Puerto Rican then or something?
No, she was married to Tony Montana. Remember? Right.
But I thought she was playing like a
no, she was the old lady of the guy that he killed and took over from. Remember the...
Right. But that guy was supposed to be Cuban.
Well, he was Cuban, but he had this white Miami, you know, socialite.
Right.
You know, she was the white dude. I mean, the white one that the old guys want.
Right.
Yeah, but anyways. But I wasn't attracted to her. That kind of white willowy and Olivia Newton-John, all that shit.
I liked a scrawny broad.
No, I mean, I don't like scrawny blondes, man. I don't like blondes because they get all rinsed out and old. You know, they get old fast.
Yeah.
Man. They get all, you know, they don't.
They get that way.
They don't do good in the sun.
They don't do good in the sun, man.
You know, and shit. And I'm a sun dove, you know, and the thing. So anyway, some of these kind of things, right?
Right.
So, but some girls that don't, but no, Raquel Welch. And who the heck else, man, did I read? Oh, Anne Margaret.
Yeah.
I mean, of course, that's like if you have a blood, if you have a pulse.
I had the Farrah Fawcett poster when I was
growing
up. She
was looking pretty good, but she wasn't really probably a natural blonde by any means.
No, but she was.
But I like Linda Carter.
I love Linda Carter.
And then I actually met her, and she was flirting with me.
Yeah, you told me that.
I could not believe that. That was like probably the worst thing that ever happened to me.
But, definitely Linda Carter filled some fantasies in a young man's life.
But hey, dude, let me tell you, this far away. This girl,
still good looking.
Was not still so good looking. I mean, she had these round cheeks, and round eyes, and the roundest butt cheeks, the roundest tits. I mean, everywhere you look, they were perfect. And I'm sitting there, but I was looking her in the eye. I was looking her in the eye, and she was giving me the look, man. And I was like, going, "Oh my gosh!" Really, I was thinking. What do I do with this?
Right.
What do I do with this? But I did. I played.
You could have had Wonder Woman.
I could have. But I had to cheat on my wife. She was one of the
you're
big,
a good man.
But I mean, the thing is, though, I didn't want her. To say that I didn't want to would be lying. But sad. No, at the time my marriage was dead too. But really, what I did, because she was getting divorced from her old man at the time, man.
She's so she was out on the prowl, huh?
Well, she's getting ready to be free.
Getting ready to be free.
And I was the first one to probably let her know. I mean, she got to exercise her freedom. Yeah. I was the first one to get her exercise her freedom. And she's sitting there on a table over. She's getting ready. And the dude is, see what happened to this one dude? I'd give him a ride to work. I'd go down to Mass in the morning, 7 o'clock down in the town.
Good church going guy getting ready.
Well, I was married. Yeah. And, but I'd go, I'd figure this old guy, Father Strange. Father Strange. He was a missionary that had rolled a mule up there into the mountains back in about 1908.
Oh, my gosh. So he was a hardy old priest.
He was a dude. He was a pioneer friggin' priest, dude.
Right.
He rolled a mule up there, right, and started this parish for the miners. And the well, then Dave McCoy starts this big giant, you know what I mean, Riche ski resort in his town. And he's the priest in this. But he's this old pioneer dude. Well, I figured he has his own little mass in his kitchen. I figured this out. I mean, I go to Sunday Mass. I go, oh, do you have daily mass, sir? He goes, well, not really. He says, but he says, I do it like here at my, you know, at my house across from the parish here. In the rectory. Yeah, in the rectory. And it turns out he does it in the kitchen, on the kitchen table. And but I roll over there every morning at 7, and I'm like the only one, or maybe one other person. But really, I was the only one. I'd roll up there and attend his
little when I was in personal, town, his mass.
Because see, a priest has to say the mass every day.
Right, right.
And so I'd go, and I know this. And I says, I'm Father Strange, brother. And this dude's old, but man, he was like, if John Wayne was bald. This is what this, you know what I mean? This dude was John Wayne, real.
Right.
You know what I mean? He was really that, you know, the old Rooster Cogburn, man. I mean, this dude is a character, man. He's a really good priest. But I mean, anyway, so I'm riding back, this monster. I'm sorry I got off the.
No, no, you're fine.
So I'm riding back up to the hill. And this, like, seven, this hill don't open up until, like, 8:30 or 9 or something like that, right? So I'm down there at 7 o'clock in the morning. Everybody in my, they're all been carousing, drinking, they've been sleeping in and stuff. But I rolled down there first time. I'm coming back, and I pick up this kid who's a lift operator. Well, it's dudes that's going up to go to work.
Right.
And I've been to Mass, so I got the roach in the clip, and as I'm getting up there, I'm getting ready to fire the fucker up. I go, hey, dude. And he's wanting to get out. He goes, oh, hell yes. So we're getting high on the way up there, right? And later I see him, he's running a lift, and he's like, dude! So later, I see Belinda Carter up there, right?
Right.
A couple of days. First of all, I see her on this Wednesday.
Linda Carter.
I see Linda Carter, Wonder Woman. Now, my friend Richard, who loved her, he called her Wonder Butter. Okay? Wonder Butter. Because he was like, he would want to be a black dude.
Put me in the lasso, I'll tell you the truth.
Well, I see her up there on Wednesday. I'm up there for the whole week, and I see her there on Wednesday. She's taking a lesson, and I'm saying, hey, you girls are getting a lesson. I mean, I'm flirting with her. Well, I go back and I call my friends back down there in Torrance or the beach, 400 miles away. I tell them, hey, you guys, you better get your ass up here, man. One of your buddies up here. He goes, you're lying, lying. I go, no. I said, I am not lying. And I hear she's here for the rest of the, she's here this week, dude. You guys better get your asses up here. That night, they arrived, right? And it snowed like 10,000. This is like in March,
right?
Like,
right. It so snowed. You can snow 10,000. Yeah.
Yeah, but no, it snowed for like when I say like it is 14,000 up at the top. But I say it snowed when I say like, it snowed like 10,000. I mean, it's like it was dumping.
It was just fucking.
It snowed the whole next day. Yeah. It was like white out.
Right.
But I was up there skiing. Right. But you could.
Yeah, you're already there.
Drive up. And but no, I like fresh powder.
Wonder Woman.
I like fresh powder. She went out. How many words did she go
was? Did you go out and ski, do a little shing with her?
She went out. She went out there that day.
Oh. She was taking a day off.
It was snowing too much.
It was too much.
She was taking a lesson the first day she's there. Now, let me tell you how that worked. Okay.
Maybe she's just trying to meet the ski instructor to see if he was the right young stud for himself.
Let me tell you about that, bro. Okay? Now I'm one of your hips, I'm baby. One of the best. I don't want to be. Move your I don't want to be growing too much. I don't be growing too much. But I'm going to tell you that I'm going to. But I'm a really good skier.
Yeah, I know you're a really good skier.
And I was looking really. I was looking good back then. So this is like 74.
Yeah.
Around there, 75. Yeah, around
good looking ski outfit.
I'm about 35 years old, and I had the good shit. Yeah, anyway, good shit. I mean, I had the top of the line for skiing, but also just the après ski. All the
what's up, anyway, baby? Groovy. You guys want to get together?
I'm driving a 450 SEL.
I'm fucking rolling in the Benz. I was rolling in the Benz.
I was probably a little
scored on Wonder Woman.
I was probably a little full of myself, but that was probably costing me my marriage. So I can't say, oh, groovy. But anyway, it was, and I'm up there with my pals. But I am still being married, but on a ski trip with all my, I just went up there for myself to get away because we were doing so bad. Right? And there's Wonder Woman. So then I call all my friends to join the fun.
Come on up.
Come on, you guys.
Skiing with
Wonder I got the place already, man, because I had this big old fucking place that gave me, man. So I said, come on up. I got plenty of room. Come on, you knuckleheads.
You can have some fun.
I mean, I had a big old fucking place right across from the lifts, and I'd jump in the car and have to brave the roads to go down to Mass, and I didn't want down to Mass that day. You're right, because it actually hadn't started too big. It was just starting when I get out, and it just started dumping so far. And then my friends are giving me no end of grief that entire day because they did not see Wonder Woman.
Oh, bullshit, bro. Bullshit, bro.
There were three of them, dude.
Whatever, man.
There was three of them, man.
Ooh, where's Wonder Woman? She had to fly off on your invisible jet. And I she out busting crime right now.
Yeah, that's it, man.
Her and Superman.
Oh,
Superman hanging.
You need a lorry instead of the skis, huh? Yeah, it's like, you know what I mean? So, I mean, I'm definitely taking
lots of grief.
A world of fucking grief. But I'm biding my time. I'm simply biding my time because I either deserve it, you know what I mean? Deserve it. And she had, but no, the next day is unbelievably blue skies, warm, spring day, seems like it's about 80, but it's 60 or whatever. I mean, it's just, you know, warm, just the perfect temperature so you can put on a light outfit and just not be too warm or too cold.
Right.
Just perfect. And total, about a foot of fresh powder, man. Of the best light, because it was pretty cool. It was the best ever, practically. And the first person I see.